Luke chapter 12, beginning at verse 13. Someone from the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." But Jesus said to him, "Man, who appointed me to be a judge or an arbitrator over you?" Then he said to them, "Watch out and be on guard against all greed, because a man's life is not measured by how many possessions he has." He told them a parable. The land of a certain rich man produced very well. He was thinking to himself, "What will I do, because I do not have anywhere to store my crops?" He said, "This is what I will do. I will pull down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store all my grain and goods. And I will tell my soul, 'Soul, you have many goods stored up for many years. Take it easy, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your soul will be demanded from you. Now who will get what you have prepared?' This is how it will be for anyone who stores up treasures for himself and is not rich toward God." Jesus said to his disciples, "For that reason I tell you, stop worrying about your life, about what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Certainly life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no warehouse or barn, and yet God feeds them. How much more valuable are you than birds? And who of you, by worrying, can add a single moment to his lifespan? Since you are not able to do this little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Consider how the wild flowers grow. They do not labor or spin. But I tell you, not even Solomon, in all his glory, was dressed like one of these. If this is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? Do not constantly chase after what you will eat or what you will drink. Do not be worried about it. To be sure, the nations of the world chase after all these things, but your Father knows that you need them. Instead, continue to seek the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you. Do not be afraid, little flock, because your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the needy. Provide money bags for yourselves that do not become old, a treasure in the heavens that will not fail, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also."
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.